Welcome to Primetime. This is the special launch week edition where we're doing several sessions throughout the week. This one is the EU time zone one. We're having another one tomorrow at, I don't want to do time zones. It's in the channel, but it's like 8 p.m. my time. So it'll be 4 hours after yesterday's one started. I'm just doing that to cover the bases, also to get the questions out there. It's also good to sort of start up the engine of talking to you guys and get feedback there. I dropped the food I was eating on my keyboard. That's gross. I'll clean that up later. So first of all, a couple of caveats. They are at the top of the questions list, but just going through them again. Try to minimize duplicates. It's likely to be a busy session. Scroll up and down. If your question is there, it will be answered. Also, please don't ask what the answer for a question is if you miss it. That's why we have recordings. I uploaded the recording of yesterday's one to the systems I have in place to transcribe them, and AWS immediately sent me a message saying, "You've exceeded the free tier for this month." And it's like, yeah, I know. I gave it a 2-hour recording yesterday. So there we go. Let's go ahead and get going. Oh, actually, I forgot the rest of the caveats. Yes. There are going to be questions I can't answer. In this case, I'm just going to be like, sorry, can't answer them. If you mandate that I answer them, you're going to have to just leave. I'm not going to answer them. This and all office hours in this server are for Resonite and not any other platform, and I don't answer cheese questions, although that one's mostly a meme. So let's go ahead and get started on those questions. So the first question that we have here is from Magic, who has a half-foot question. This is a reference yesterday to people asking questions of different sort of scope and referring to them as various units. It was like, here's a bit of a question, here's some questions. It's like, ah, yes, units. So Magic asks, what are the current standout features of Resonite that users should be aware of? Most of those are actually covered on our Steam page. The Steam page was published quite a while ago now, but still not really that much long ago. It's been a busy week. Cough's bad. So you can see basically the whole features on there. I would go through them, but it's all there. Go read the Steam page. We've got tons of features there. So if you've got any specific questions about any specific features, let me know. Actually, hang on. Specifically, are there any unique capabilities or tools in Resonite that differentiate from other platforms? So the whole live building thing is still a large differentiator. You don't need to build compiler stuff. You just edit in real time. That's still a differentiator. There is no build or compile step for most processes, etc. That is a really small way of explaining it because it's a really big advantage, but we're limited on time, so we'll move on. Take a look at that Steam page. Zari asks, thanks for doing an edition of this. I have a pint with peanuts of questions. Excellent. So Zari says, how comes when selecting an object in Protoflux, I get presented with a free text field that in the end has a valid list of entries for type, i.e. string, but Wawa is not valid yet. There's no way to know, especially as a new user, that there's a valid list of types. It seems to you just need to know what to enter in that field. A list of valid types, even if it's long, seems to be kind of more favorable there. So the node browser is a work in progress. What did you mean by Wawa? Was that a typo or intentional? I'm very confused. Anyway, the Protoflux node browser is a work in progress. We want to make it better and easier there. For those who know Protoflux well, you'll know that most nodes, you could just spawn any type and then link it in and it will automatically switch. So, for example, if you have the addition node, you can plug in whatever data type you want and Protoflux will figure it out for you. Moving on, they have a question about accessibility. They say, feels like there's a missed opportunity to include a toggle that makes it easier to read the type of the noodles. The noodles, ribbons, wires, whatever you want to call them, and the cards themselves, as in the node cards themselves, they're all work in progress. We got the base systems working, but we want to do a full UI design pass on those, make them better, etc. We're even going as far as we can customize the color of each type, and so we're trying to figure out sort of a good way to collect feedback about that. There are thousands of nodes, and it's just everyone pick a random node or a random type and say a color right now. Of course, not in the questions thread, but if you do that, it's it's a mess. So we've got to figure out a way to do that. I'm going to cough a few more times. All right, I'm back. Next, Linux asks a small question. Do you plan for users who are joining during the beta to have a badge? I don't know. Of course, I'm the badge gremlin, but I don't know. We'll take a look. When it comes to badges and stuff like that, the priority of that one is so much lower than everything else going wrong. So we need to talk about badges later. Yuffie says, will we eventually get dedicated buttons for certain objects and references in Flux, such as data model stored object string and data model storage object ref slot? Yeah, that's exactly the same question as Ari's question. Yes, we want to update the Protoflux node browser so that it's a lot easier to use and has more features in it, etc. Moving forward to Bitcrack's question, a jar of questions. Love this metric thing. Last office hours, you mentioned that there were troubles using GitHub for localization. Have you thought about alternatives? I have thought about alternatives. There's a system called Crowdin, Weblate's another one. There's even this one called like Go Localize or something. That one, though, you kind of sort of farm the localization out to a community and you have to pay for that one. Right now, we're kind of using those JSON files. There are issues, but like most of them right now are caused by excitement, which isn't a bad thing. It's just a tricky thing. When people don't realize other people are working on translations, you end up with sort of, you know, three people submitting the translations for a particular language, and then it's difficult to reason about how to merge those together. But I see some good conversations coming up. I don't know any of the other languages that well at all, but I noticed there was some conversation in one of the Esperanto PRs where it's like, you know, is this word better than this word for this particular circumstance? That's a beautiful, healthy conversation, and I love seeing it. Next question from Bitcrack says, do you have or thought about having team members dedicated designing UI concepts for the game? Well, we have that. So we have Chroma, the keeper of the colors. That'll always be Chroma's name now, even though they do so much more work. I underplayed how pivotal they were to how Resonite looks. But we have Chroma there, who has just generally good UI experience, but then the entire content team as well. The facets that you see on your new home are entirely designed by the content team, and they can sort of update them at will. They are politely asking us to, but we have to do something from code if there's changes to them, basically. So we need to go do that. They're like, hey, we updated them. Could you like? It's called a version bump, and I'm just like, yeah, I keep forgetting to do that one. I'll do that one today. I promise. The content team members in here, I'll do that one today. Moving towards the last question, do you hope to expand the developer team post launch? Yes, there is definitely room for an increase in the team. For those unaware, we did have a volunteer spot open for a financial business person. That has now been filled. More information on team members and team roles will be available soon. We'll also be updating the Yellow Dog Man Studios website with that team. That is an opt-in process, though. Not everyone wants their name plastered on that. But yeah, we do have a finance person now. I'm going to call them the maths guy and probably underplay what they're doing for us. Again, it's very much appreciated, but they do a lot of maths with dollars on the front of it. Or, like, what's the symbol for Czech crowns? I don't know. It's probably like a C, but anyway. Little Helper says, a pound of a question. Beyond just worlds or tools, what are some things you'd like to see the creator scene work on within Resonate? I don't want to see many tools. I mean, all the tools are great. Don't get me wrong. Make them, etc. But I would love to see, basically, experiences. And I say this a lot, and it gets quoted a lot, but, like, make something that reaches out and touches someone else's soul. If you've played various games, I always list examples, and then we get into an argument, or like someone says, like, "Oh, you forgot this game." It's like, "Oh, yes, I'm off the top of my head." Examples: Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, Gone Home. I know that gets like mixed reviews because it's a walking simulator. The Life is Strange series. You know, those games touch your soul. You get to the end of them, and you're just like, "What did I experience?" Right? Make experiences like that. That's what I want to see. Stuff that basically says, I'm here, I have something to tell the world, and it will leave an impact on you. Another really good example of that in the film world is Everything Everywhere All at Once. You get to the end of the film, and lots of people were like, I was crying by the end of that. And it's like, yep, that was a ride. It's a really, really good film. You know that, like, sometimes you watch a film, and it's like, you know, just a sort of standard action flick. And you're like, cool, that was cool. Action scenes were good. But sometimes you watch like a really a film that just touches your soul and you're just like, ugh. Like for many people, The Notebook might be an example of that one. I, of course, find that a little bit too soppy, etc. But you know what I mean? Like it's telling you something. Forrest Gump's another good example in terms of films of that. You get to the end of that one and you're just like, wow, that was an experience. Yuffie says, will operators that have many different input types be consolidated into a single node button? You've asked the same question again. Yes, the node browser will be improved. Toy Tracker, an audible amount of question. What music do you like to play while getting shit done? I have used Spotify since 2013, so that's like 10 years now. And Spotify knows the music type I like. I don't know the music type I like. It makes playlists for me, and I just hit play on them. So this playlist I use when I'm trying to relax, the one I'm into right now is called Atmospheric Calm. That will help me sleep if I can't sleep. But if I hit, like, a few others here, but I can't, like, sometimes it, like, hides them. I'm like, don't hide the playlist that you're making me. I love them all. But there's all sorts of ones here that are good. There are a couple that are sort of more work orientated, etc. Sometimes there's an artist I actually will listen to, but like most of the time it's just like Spotify knows what I want to listen to and I trust it. Brain Food, yeah, there we go. Brain Food's another one. It's like I exclusively listen to music that doesn't have lyrics. There are exceptions, of course, but like if I'm focusing on work, I need to not have lyrics. I get annoyed a lot of times. I remember doing this when I was growing up. Like I would ask questions and I'd be like, the lyrics of this song don't make sense. And then someone would turn around and say, but it sounds good. And I'm like, yeah, but like the words that they're saying literally don't make sense. It's like, if the words exist, I need it to like have a narrative and make sense. Moving forwards, thank you for providing the pronunciation, but my brain just like blanked. Zoraiga, there we go. An atomic question. We'll be getting the license system for users that sell items. That is a roadmap thing, so it's TBD on the roadmap. We still do have plans to make the ownership of items within Resonite a lot better and a lot more sort of both protected but also discoverable and permissionable and explorable. Ceramita-sized question. I don't know what that unit is from Magic here. For someone who's new to Resonite, how steep do you say the learning curve is and are there resources to help users acclimatize to the platform? The learning curve is larger than other platforms, but the benefit of that is that you need to realize that you can tailor that learning curve. I talked about this at yesterday's section, where I talked about how people were always coming in and then immediately trying to find an avatar, right? It's like, I need an avatar right now. Maybe try not having an avatar when you come in, and then the learning curve is sort of like, it's less immediately into Steepville. It's like, you know, maybe hang out, watch a couple of YouTube videos, see how easy that is, or you know, try some of the sort of tools or gadgets that we have, and then you can jump into the steep learning curve pool. As for resources available to help, we do have the mentor program, and there will be additional tutorials both from the community and the team coming as we go. Plushka, I think I got that, asks, are there near future plans to update existing 2019 Unity versions to newer or update the mono runtime ETC? I don't particularly know like what our plan is there. If we want to sort of update Unity versions and stick to Unity for a bit, or if we want to wait for source. If there are benefits for updating a Unity version, then we'll try to do that, I'm sure. But it just depends on the timing of that one. There's no plans right now. There might be something on the roadmap later. Electronus says, a question-sized question. Do you regret making a comment about liking sized questions? Memes are always fun for me, you know. I'm just a giant meme lord shit poster. It's good. Tidurian says, a flux-sized question. Skip the first part of that one. Should we redo all coding we did back on other platforms and keep them as is? You shouldn't have many issues. If you do, you might have to fix stuff. I know, for example, like Gearbell's having some issues with her world, Toy Shop, etc. But I know that a very popular world called the Car Wash works perfectly. So just try, have some experience. Suspiciously B, I'm able to pronounce that today, apparently. Has the team considered optional UI for the headless? Yes. There's a bunch of community-based projects that do that. So those are good. Continue to use them. And they're great. But we want to sort of... anything that is like commands or files, we kind of want to make it better in the future. For example, headless is just sort of like half of our server stuff. It's not proper servers. In the future, we want to do proper servers. We've even talked about no timeline, ETAs, or anything like that. Remember, it's just a cloud passing on a summer's day. It's like, that's a cool cloud, but we haven't gone and captured that cloud. Is maybe server hosting that you guys can pay with, pay us for, and that'll function a little bit like Minecraft Realms. For those who don't know what Minecraft Realms are, Minecraft Realms is like Minecraft server hosting if you don't know how to do server hosting. You just give Microsoft money and they give you a server. And it's really simple. There's no like configuration, no complexity. So we've even considered doing that, because that would just be really easy for users who are not as technical. B asks, what's the favorite type of food outside of cheese? I don't know. Like, favorite's a really difficult question to answer. If I remember, I'll drop a video in about why. It's just, like, favorite's a difficult question. Moving onwards, B says, will there be official compatibility of iTrack VR inside Resonite? When it comes to eye tracking and devices, the answer I always give is we will look into it if we can. If it's a piece of hardware, we ideally need that hardware in our hands, in the hands of the team, and we can go ahead and take a look at doing that. If it's a standard, we will endeavor to support it, but it needs a GitHub issue once that GitHub is available. Toy Dragon says, a calculable amount of question, what's your favorite prime number? Give me 1 second here. 7. I just wanted to double check that 7 was prime. I think it's prime, but I just wanted to double check. B says, coffee or tea? Depends on the time of day. Coffee to wake me up, tea for the rest of the day. I have a bunch of Chinese imported tea in my cupboard. I haven't actually had a lot of that. Some of that tea tastes like feet, though. It's really, like, it's weird. It's, you know, the really strong teas. Moving forwards, will the game have tools to do rudimentary motion capture? We've actually got a couple of community-based solutions that do motion capture. I don't know if they've been added to Resonite yet, but they are quite cool. I would like to have a standard native version of doing that, but the tools that already exist are really cool. B says, how are you today? Did you eat breakfast yet? I don't really eat, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's difficult to do that. Oh, God. But this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. The purpose is to maintain and improve alert and warning capabilities at the federal, state, local, tribe, and territorial levels, and to evaluate the nation's public alert and warning capabilities. No action is required by the public. And then it does the same thing in Spanish. I would read this one out, but that would be terrible pronunciation. I got notice from someone posted it. Thank you, whoever did post it, that was going to happen. I didn't know. I'm so glad that I was awake, because that probably would have woken me up and I would have been scared shitless. But yeah, I don't really eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I kind of just eat when I'm hungry. I usually average like 1.5 meals a day. I say that because the like 0.5 meal is like usually something smaller. Toy Dragon asks about office hours transcripts. Yep, they're all available. They're all on my site. We're currently using my site, I'm able to sort of just host whatever I want, really. I've even considered putting like my office hours outside of this Discord, and then they'd be like unbranded from the platform that I'm working on, but that would kind of turn it into like Prime's podcast. That would probably use a drop in traffic there, because I'm then not affiliated with the platform, but I would be able to talk about more Prime things like non-Resonite stuff, etc. Maybe even cheese. But yeah, you can go to my website. They'll be there. B says, should the player base get sufficiently large, would the team make different specialized categories of mentors? So the mentor team is actually ran by a team of mentor leads. They are overarchingly managed by Veer, but Veer doesn't like to influence them unless it's necessary. If they need help, or there's like, you know, a tie break or something like that, Veer, of course, will help it out. But it's up to the mentor leads. I'm not sure if they're ready to announce their sort of systems or plans there, so I'll leave that for them. Maybe we need a mentor office hours. That'd be cool. B asks, why doesn't the camera control UI conform to the rest of the UI? That would be because it's half done on my computer. I've updated it to the new UI, but half the buttons don't work. It's on my computer. It's just a lower priority. B says, can we get an official streaming policy posted somewhere ahead of launch? So after launch, the only streaming policy that we'll probably have is it's got to comply with the moderation guidelines and the terms of service and the EULA, etc. Max, you're in the wrong day. I locked the thread, but you're a moderator, so you can talk there. Like, only moderators can send questions in the thread. Of course, Max finds the wrong day. Thanks, Max, for being here again. Let me scroll back up to the list of questions, seeing as I saw a question appear in that thread. Had to go there. Okay. Forwards. Okay, cool. 989 Onan says, will the team make driving materials easier and stuff like Shrike has his transformation system? Whenever I explain that stuff like IS it provide a material or changing references of certain types, it makes users think I'm speaking Greek. Yeah, that already actually exists. It just needs like a little bit of like headspace changing. Oh no, you mean driving the values? Yeah, we'll look into that one. What I meant or thought that you were referring to, but you weren't, is the fact that you can move components now. So sometimes I get to the point where I've got a material and the material is in the asset system, and I'm like, damn, I need to drive a property of that material with Protofox, but it's in the asset system, so it won't be preserved. Now I can grab that component, move it out of the asset system back onto the object, and then easily set it up at Protofox. No need to recreate the material, which I usually do. B asks, what would surplus funds be used for? So we are trying to build up a budget, and that's what the surplus funds will be used for. So the biggest mistake that people make with money is when they see money in their bank, they think about it as a present situation. So I have more than this, but like say I had $100 in my bank, someone will be like, oh, that's a lot of money. But I'm like, well, that's like next week's groceries, right? You need to think forward facing. So that's what we're doing in terms of budgeting. So we'll need like a server budget. Server costs this month might be higher because we're kind of scaling things up a little bit, but they'll settle down in a couple of months. We need a legal budget just for sort of legalities and stuff like that. We need to try and start paying people, etc. Like right now, it's just going to stay there and be just used for sort of whatever it needs to as it comes until we settle down and know what's going on. You can rest assured that all of that is either going to the product or the team members, though. B asks, important question that can be skipped. Will touching yourself be supported? Touching yourself is supported now in Resonite. You can do it. Nitra says, Resonite seems to have similar bugs to other platforms. When the Resonite GitHub opens, yeah, you'll need to post new GitHubs on the Resonite issue tracker. Reason behind this is we need new logs, and we're not sure which bugs still exist, so we'll need to get those come across. B asks, how did the team choose the name Resonite? We have a spreadsheet full of names that we like. We're talking about trying to use, looking at using. Resonite was the one that the team liked the most and also had available trademarks that we could capitalize on. The important thing to know about this, and we haven't actually had this before, like the name of a platform doesn't actually matter that much. It does in that like you need to know it and you need to use it and you need to be on board with it. I want you to think about your own name, right? I know there's exceptions here, but just speaking generally, like, you know, I didn't really choose my name. My parents did. And I don't like or dislike it. It just is my name. And you will come to treat Resonite like that as well. And hopefully you'll be on board with the name. If you're not liking it or you're having an ick right now, I would say just give it a month or two. You know, start using it in conversation, particularly when it's launched. It's like, hey, friendo, I'm going to go play Resonite. And eventually you'll start building an emotional attachment to that name. And then it will just be a name. We had the exact same thing when I worked for Beam that got renamed to Mixer. I hated Mixer for like a month, and then I'm like, you know, it's cool. And now I really like that name. That was a really good name. It's a really difficult thing to do. Marketing also, at Mixer, they renamed one of my features, and I hated that name, but again, I got used to the name. It's just a name. Bad Halo Ninja says, will you be updating or migrating the directory? I don't know. The directory was only useful for like a month, and then people started sharing around the massive public folders of public folders. I'm still not sure which solution there is better. The directory allows searching, but only allows searching by directory name. It would be great if we could get like Redex working again, and then stuff submitted to Redex or like whatever it wants to be called, etc. And then that would be a good way to sort of handle that problem, because I just hate the public folder of public folders, and the directory is even getting unwieldy. I do need to clear it out and then like start new. And start taking suggestions to it. Maybe I'll also update the UI, who knows. That was very old. For anyone who doesn't know what the directory was my original solution to the whole, how do I get someone's public folder without them being online? People could put their public folder, they send it to me, and then I'll put it into the directory world. The directory world was inspired by Cerebro, something like that, from the first X-Men film. That's when... can't remember the actor name, so excuse me. Jean-Luc Picard goes into the Cerebro room in his chair and puts on the hat. And he's like, find all the mutants. And they all like appear in a big dome. That's the inspiration for the directory. Xavier's the character name. What is... Patrick Stewart. There we go. It took a while. Yeah. Moving forwards, B says, will office hours be available as an RSS feed? There is an issue open on the office hours repository. By the way, office hours are open source. To make an RSS feed, and then that would work. I've also considered it aptly actually just sort of implementing it as a podcast on Spotify. I don't know the pros and cons to that, so I need to look into it a little bit more. Dogbold says, a pointer to a question. Is there a plan to include all the functions of model building, animating, Blender, etc. into Resonite? Yes, there is. We want to add more sort of procedural stuff. You can look at an old demo on Frix's channel where he makes like islands and stuff with his hands. We want that at some point. Marcus says, what was the food? Was it good? In my freezer, I just have a bunch of microwavable frozen burritos from Trader Joe's. They're called chicken burritos. And they're good, but they're there like when I haven't planned ahead. They're like emergency food. They're like, I haven't planned a meal. I'll throw a burrito in. I don't want to continually eat them. There's like 20 in there. But they're really just sort of like, whoops, I forgot to plan a meal. I'll throw a burrito in the microwave. Exo the Wicker says, message to join the thread. If you right-click a thread, you can click follow, and then it will allow you to follow the thread without doing that. Please do that next time. Zigra, I've forgotten how to pronounce your name again. I'm so sorry. I will try and remember. A sus-sized question. For Resonite's release date, will we get any sort of easier introduction for new users? The tutorial is the plan for new user introduction. Plus, we want mentors to be able to be on site for the launch. More additional flows there is sort of depends where you're looking. Like, so for example, we need an easier introduction to making avatars. Yes. We need an easier introduction to making a world. Yes. All those things we want to take a look at making better in the future. Dogbold says, if I recall correctly, you said last time that we were able to run Doom in Protoflux. No, the other way around. So Protoflux is a generic system that could potentially run in other games, and so I made the joke that Protoflux could run in Doom. Probably can't, but what I meant by that is, like, take a modern game, you might be able to integrate Protoflux into it in the future, of course. So yeah, to your second question, they would technically be able to. They won't now because Protoflux is closed source, etc., but the system is capable of doing it. Next question is, are graphic settings on the table to allow lower spec players? Graphic settings are a difficult one due to the user created content that we have. We do have the asset variant system, which sort of automatically handles some lowering and raising of resources, but I know that graphic settings are a top request from people. To get that done, we do need the settings system rework, though. Draconis says, any server issues foreseen with the upcoming player flood? Whenever Frux is awake right now, they're working on server improvements. It would help if Prime hadn't accidentally broken registrations last night, but I did submit a fix for that, and there will be an update soon. Check the announcement section. That bug is entirely my fault, and I'm going to feel bad for late weeks. So sorry about that one, but it is fixed. Other than that, we'll see. We use stuff that is really easy to scale. The only difficult thing to scale is the asset variant system, but I talked about that a lot yesterday. Everything else, we can just sort of push a button and it scales up. That does cost more money, but we can scale to the size of, you know, however we want. We can scale to a planet if we need to. It costs a lot of money, but we can do that. So DKG says, are there currently, or failing that, plan built-in asset protection? There is a current asset protection thing. It is called simple avatar protection for a reason, though. It is simple. It is not foolproof. Better protections are planned. No ETAs, no dates. Roadmap TBD. But it's important to remember that any protection that exists anywhere for digital assets is breakable. It is only a matter of time. For those who are unaware, let's say if all the protections in the code as you want, you can literally just dump video memory from the graphics card and get textures and stuff. Like it's there's no way to prevent that, because at a certain point that memory has to go into the graphics card unencrypted to be like, draw a blue square over there, right? It has to. Global Industrial says, any plans to add custom shader port in the near term? Not in the near term, roadmap TBD, and it won't be custom shader support like you want, which is problematic, but it will allow you to customize shaders a lot better, but you won't be able to upload PolyOmy or anything like that. Yo-Yo Bo A, sorry,
cool. What is the difference between data store and local variables in Protoflux? There's actually a good written example from that in the tutorials channel. By the way, the tutorial channel is for tutorials. It's not for asking about butterflies or anything like that. Strike put a good one there. There will be additional documentation and tutorials in that area coming soon from me and the team. Resfire says, can we look forward to features to help manage messy inventories? Yes, the inventory is going to be overhauled to allow that sort of thing. Again, roadmap TBD, timelines TBD, no ETAs, soon TM. Gnomp says, will content control on the end user side of things be potentially present in future? Linden Labs has an avatar complexibility system in place in their comparable social platform. It functions using an overall complexity value to determine whether or not an avatar object should be rendered as an imposter, where it would appear as a static multi-angle image or sprite. Probably something in the future. Yes. Maybe not like working exactly like that, but I see what you're saying. You're trying to sort of... a good comparison there is VR chat systems, right? They've got various ways to sort of reduce the complexity or the amount of avatars that they are. Much more familiar with VR chat's one. I haven't actually played Second Life. Sometimes I thought it was dead, but no, it still exists, still going strong. They're a great platform. Yes, something like that, but not exactly that. Seven, who are you? You actually are someone who had seven in the name before the seven mess, so you get to keep it. We'll be getting a new Protoflux browser. Yep, it might not be a new browser, but it will be enhancements to make it better. Cynotopia says, what are the plans for the IK system in Resonite going forwards? There is, Phyrexios has spent a lot more time in Full Body recently, so they have a lot more handle on what needs to happen to make Full Body tracking better. And that is, like, I'm not sure exactly what we're doing there. I mean, I know, but like it's difficult to talk about because it's still wishy-washy, etc. But like, again, roadmap TBD, details TBD. Nutcake. Sorry, if we have time, I'll explain why I was laughing. It's nothing to do with you. It's a story from years past. In yesterday's office hours, you mentioned plans for web-based platform for accessing your Resonite account. This platform include messaging, contacts, inventory management? I think it would primarily be account management to start, but it could be expanded that in the future. Duff says, there were rumors of eventually having a feature similar to how Second Life had worlds connecting to one another. I don't know the details, nor am I affiliated with Second Life, but I'm wondering if the rumor had any truth. I hate rumors. Like, if there's rumors, let's stop the rumors, right? Of course, there's questions I can't answer, but just, like, no need for rumors anymore, guys. You can already do it. The tutorial leading into the cloud home is an example of that, as is the local world leading into the tutorial. There is a better world transition that connects stuff together. You can make world portals, you can make all sorts of stuff like that. The thing that you can't do right now is have like a live portal, so you wouldn't be able to basically say like, hey, this world, and you look through a hole and you see like another place, a bit like Doctor Strange's Sling Rings. You wouldn't be able to see like the other side live. Maybe that might be something in the future. Particularly when you're in both sessions, they are technically both running on your computer, so it should be possible to overlap them in some way, but that's very technical, complicated. Moving forwards to Pix. Pix says, is there any discussion on more granular per-user culling, such as blocking avatars based on mesh detail slot count? We just talked about that one, so we'll move on. There was a discussion passed about allowing user to view interactive avatar objects based on a whitelist. Yes, that's protections and stuff like that, which I also previously talked about, so we'll move on. Is there any timeline on the remade inventory system? So when it comes to time or when or anything like that, the answer is roadmap TBD. Check it when it's available. Sorry. Seven, will there be a quick, smaller, easier menu for new users to understand? We get this one a lot, but the answer is like, no. Let's take, for example, I'm trying to think of like an analogy that will work, right? Let's say you have a complex system that is really powerful, like we have with Resonite. You could make a basic dumbed down stabilizer wheels on UI, or you could just make the complex system easier to understand. So all of our focus is making the complex menus easier to use rather than making an entirely new menu just for new users. Because that means we then have to maintain two feature sets, the complex solution and the easy solution, whereas we can just improve the complex solution until it's as powerful as it is, but just easier for users to understand. A great example of this might be something like Blender, which looks like an airplane cockpit, but once you realize you don't usually need to touch 90% of the controls in Blender, it becomes a lot easier to use. Same with Unity. There's buttons on Unity's UI that I just have never touched and won't need to touch, but they're there. Robin asks, is a tab index planned for UIX? Yes. There's an issue for that one internally. I gave some recommendations based on just like what browsers do, because I'm really familiar with how tab-based UI works on browsers, but we do want to do that. We want to do it in a way that works with user-created content, though. That's why we haven't done it. Like, we could totally implement it for, say, example, the login or the registration form right now, but that would be hard-coded for those. We want a system that works for the rest of time on any input field. Robin also asked, is there going to be merch? Yes, although you might want to attend Chroma's office hours when or and if they do them to ask about merch. As a reminder on merch, if you are selling merch, as in if you are profiting off our logo or our name, that is not okay. We will eventually chase you about that and beat you with a tiny newspaper. But feel free to use our logo and stuff in stuff that you're not profiting on. Good example here might be, you want to make some, I don't know, you want a personal t-shirt with the logo on it. That's fine. You want to make some stickers for some friends at an event. That's fine. But you cannot profit off it. You cannot sell it. We'll have a full policy on that coming soon. Robin asks, is there a plan to implement personal space toggle? I want to do more safety features. Like, safety is a weird one. I used to be different than this, but now I'm totally on board after a long history at a Mixer. If there is a feature that is labeled safety or has safety related stuff, so I consider personal space and also blocking in the sort of safety realms, we should be prioritizing it as quick as we can. So I would love to see more safety related items. I don't know what that would look like or what would happen, but yes, plan for more safety features. Yes. As soon as we can. Scant says, will FTP calibration be revamped? I answered that one previously. Zari says, Wawa was meant to be an obviously nonsense type. I didn't know this. I'm sorry. Amethyst asked about bubble worlds. Okay, so bubble worlds were like, you could open up a bubble in someone else's world if you needed to do some development, and it would be isolated from the world that you're in. I don't know the current plans on that one. It is an idea that's floating around. But again, that's one of those clouds floating on a summer's day, right? It's just like, oh, there's a nice cloud. We've got no details or plans about it. I also would kind of dislike if that was implemented in certain ways. I don't want there to be a lockdown movie world and a bunch of people to just launch and be like, bubble, 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 and then there'd be like protoflux everywhere. That'd be bad. Chelsea's a Chroma questions. Was the decision to release on the 6th a bit of a joke because everyone was expecting it on the 7th? No, honestly, completely accidental. There are some requirements on Steam's end about how and when we can release stuff that did influence that decision, but the release date is largely influenced by, were we ready to do it, when can we do it, when is everyone available, when are the systems ready, and this was the date. Will it be possible to add badges or other signifiers as a host to people joining the session? Yeah, you can totally do that. There's not a native system to do it, but you could totally do it. The host will get a badge that's indicating that they're a host. When a user joins, you can get a reference to their badge and badge manager and shove a badge in. Enter the Wolf, interesting username, who has weird questions. Can we create our own shaders in the future? I did answer that one previously, so I'll defer that to the previous time I answered it. Same with your second question, that's identical to the first question. And then the third question is, will there be hand animations when moving the avatar for a PC? We want to do better job there. You'll notice that we've changed up how hands work when you crouch. Some people like it, some people don't. But we want to do more there to try and make it a little bit more natural. I'm not sure like exactly what that will look like, but yeah, we'd like to make it as natural as possible. Garrick, I think I know you from VR chat, or maybe I don't know. I recognize your name, but I only saw you once. Anyway, will there be possibilities to be able to performance changes to be done in game, like avatar hiding, light source quality changes? As a world developer, you can already do that. You can create it's commonly called potato mode, but we want to provide additional opportunities to do that. The settings rework needs to happen. I answered that one previously as well. We've got some information from Rampa. I do appreciate the information when I have a question. So check crowns, don't have a symbol. We use the abbreviation KC, where the C read is ch as in cherry. Or international setting, we have CZK. Yeah, there's a three-letter label for each currency that's used internationally. Jin says, don't know if this was asked earlier, but is Resonite going to have the... can't answer that one. Yoyube says, I crossed out that question, moving on to this one. Any guesses on the number of expected users when Resonant finally reaches? I don't really know. Like, we're seeing like 300 or so each day right now. Let's just double that to be safe and say 600. Other people would go crazy at that and say thousands, but like, I don't mind either way. I'm happy that you guys are here. I'm happy that you're enjoying it. And when it finally releases, I'm happy to see whoever comes along. Margo says, what's your favorite restaurant? I have difficulty with the word favorite, so I can't answer that one. Revy says, was it sauce or sauce? It's sauces in sauce that you put on food. Global Industrial says, are there plans to update the UI so that half of it doesn't use auto-sized text? Yes. Anytime you see UI that you think's a bit weird, it's not finished. That's the reason. All right, it's not finished. Like, the login dialogue is even showing its age now because we added a bunch more stuff to it. So we had to add the date of birth, and we had to add that checkbox that, you know, you agree to the policies. We had to add that. And so the login dialogue is even not finished, right? That needs probably more work in the future to make it look better and function better. Draconis says, any plans to add buying storage space through Steam? There is a thread somewhere in here about monetization where there's possibilities. Again, cloud floating in a summer's day. Options of other payment methods. You can go ahead and read for that. Crow Devils BK, will hosting ahead of the session generally function the same as the previous platform? Maybe some improvements there. Draconis is, questions only. Chat comments go to the office hours stage chat. That's not a question. I'm sorry. I just started reading and couldn't stop. Toy Tracker says, a bottle of a question. Are you properly hydrated? I am. I have a pint of water next to me and also a can of Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. I don't drink sugary soda. I drink zero sugar. I know zero sugar soda is worse, but like, you know, I don't drink. In the UK, we sometimes refer to it as full fat soda. And that's because we used to call whole milk full fat milk. I know it doesn't make any sense, but like, I like my soda to have zero calories on it because I know it's terrible. I'm just drinking it because I want. Moving forwards, Dandicoot says, are any plans for a desktop node editor for Protoflux or a way to break Protoflux in a text-based way? Desktop node editor already exists. Control-click a Protoflux node. You'll focus on it. A way to write Protoflux in a text-based way. As a cloud drifting on a summer's day, there is the concept of maybe looking into text-based languages that would compile using WebAssembly later. Dogbold says, any plan to include community-based car outside revving its engine? Community-made bases and users inventory so we can advertise that slightly resonate with them. The public folder that you'll get now called Resonant Essentials, we want to add more stuff to there and potentially community-made stuff there, but we're trying to write a policy and a guideline for what needs to go in there. We had difficulties with it being a mess in the past, so we want to make sure that that is better in the future. Moonbase says, will the headless be available to everyone or locked off by our patrons later? Headless will be available to everyone later. Headless is an early access feature. That's why it's on Patreon. Burnout says, how does team feel about third clients like launchers, like people make open source clients using a different Unity versions or something? I don't think we've got an official policy about that one. Good luck on that. We did have a few previously, but you know, I don't know. I'd have to double check our policies on that one. Margo has a policy question. Take it to the moderation office hours, particularly once their guidelines have been published. Sliger says, is anything in the works to make it so we, or at least some, don't have to eat the F8 key to effectively give VR mode a kick in the rear every time we launch Resonant? It seems to always crash to desktop mode on launch, which is a real hassle. That's probably the desktop auto-switching feature. You can turn that off in settings. That works by basically using the presence indicator for headsets. That's usually an infrared LED that, like, beams into your forehead to check if you're inside the headset or not. You can turn that off, and then it should start in VR each time. Toy Dragon says, a non-serious amount of questions. Your parents called you Probable Prime. They kind of seem badass for that. No, if you go ahead and look on Jailer Dogman Studios website, you'll see my actual name. I have a movie star name. I like it a lot. But there we go. Delta. No, that's not a question. Sliger's talking about hot switching again. Gun Griffin is making an assumption about policies that are not announced. Please make sure you read policies and attend moderation office hours when they're available. A Mother Cow index sized question. Is there a system in place for submitting feature suggestions? There will be. We're working on it. once we start getting that out, it's probably going to be a free for all, and then people are going to just be firing stuff at it left, right, and center. That's fine. So it will take a while for us to get used to how we're going to prioritize and implement user feedback. A lot of times, when it comes to smaller things, it might be that we can just do them. But when it comes to larger stuff, like someone might say just like physics, right? That's a larger feature that we need to plan and get in on the roadmap. Lastly, is there any thought of introducing a community contributed bounty board as an incentive for valuable feature proposals? But we have enough features. We don't need to provide an incentive for people to come up with them. Like if you want a feature in Resonite, you should... Your primary motivator for having that feature in Resonite would be that you want it in Resonite, not that you want to be paid to come up with it. Izzy, have you considered shortened lingo like ResVR and Flux for lingo's sake? I know a lot of people are putting the X in brackets. That's just a logo thing. Like it's proto-flux. It's not proto-brackets flux. You can write it however you want, of course, but like you don't need the brackets. You can call it wherever you want. I've heard Resonite already called Rezo. Someone called it Rez the other day. There was the very, very slim, like, less than a percent chance that I was going to call the dog I was adopting Reggie after Resonite. So, you know, as for Proto-Flux, some people call it Flux, some people call it PF. I've heard a few other ones. Doesn't really matter. Whatever you like, it'll, like, the ones that work will become known in the community. And then their next question is, have you all considered working with CreatorJams or MMC Crew to do monthly workshops for avatars and world creations to help other users? So CreatorJam is a separate third-party company. We do work with them a lot on CreatorJam and MMC stuff. As for workshops, CreatorJam, MMC Crew, they're welcome to do them. I'd love to see them. The Mentor program are probably also going to do workshops, and maybe we'll also do workshop as well. So there'll probably just be like workshops everywhere. I was talking yesterday, you can listen to the recording. I know it's 2 hours, but you can listen to it. If you're a true Probable Prime fan, you'll listen to all of these recordings where I talk about a lesson, like a classroom world for Proto-Flux. Gray Foxen says, won't it be okay to ask meme questions again? When the audience attendance drops below 50, you can ask meme questions again, okay? I'll skip the meme question because I just talked about them. Picks. Will there be a completely independent client from Steam on release? Later on, probably. Mostly for the sort of educational business world, they don't like Steam. For regular users who, you know, aren't businesses, like Steam should be fine. Zerol says, good afternoon. Appreciate all the work from the dev team and community. This is a glorious day. Happy for launch on the 6th. Very happy, yes. Very tired too, but there we go. Any expectations that we'll be able to stream once the game is fully launched? Waiting anxiously. There is no real restriction on streaming right now because we're in early access. We are requesting that you do not, but that we're not enforcing that. We're not policing that. The moment we launch, that even that like request goes away, and we're still not policing that, etc. There are moderation guidelines, terms of use, EULAs, etc. that you need to read and understand. Before you stream, ideally. But if you're just streaming, you'll be fine. Of course, until we launch, we'd rather you didn't. Dogball says, we'll be able to move items around more smoothly in inventories. Previously answered that about 3 times now, so we'll have to listen to the recording. Troy says, will some of the things created with mods be able to integrate a native in the game? Yes. If you make a mod, please open an issue on our... tracker once it's available about your mod, because most of the time I want to get those integrated. And when I do integrate them, it's not that I hate you because you made a mod, it's just I'm so sorry that you had to spend the time making that mod. Even if you enjoyed it, I apologize. We should have had that feature natively. There are a couple of instances of that. Wishdream. Oh, you had a great Twitter post. That video on Twitter was really nice. Thank you for making that. What are the minimum requirements you can recommend for hosting a headless server? I don't know, and I don't want to quote them. I want to write them down and put them on the wiki. When it comes to requirements and stuff like that, it's a lot of numbers, and like I struggle to keep those in my head, so like I want to write them down, put them on the wiki for you. What a weird question. I'll read it, but I don't... Grey Fox had asked, how much do you hate misuse of designated channels, especially when it comes to insects? I don't think butterflies are classed as insects. I don't know. I'm not a categorization wizard. I actually failed that module in college-level biology, but there we go. It's important to remember... that if mods or any other person suggests that you take a conversation to another channel, there are no hard feelings. We're just like, hey, that conversation would be better located in a different location. Please take it there. Zoraigo, thank you for that pronunciation guide again. I promise I will try and remember that, but I will probably forget it. I am so sorry. My brain just works like that. Our bubble was the roadmap. I talked about that previously, so we'll skip that one. Cyber says, will there be a driver finder? Oh, they're talking about the mod that lets you click on a driven source and find the source. Yes, at some point. Did Gaines change his mind about source? I don't think he ever changed his mind. Source resonate. Yes. Wishstream. Will there be improvements to in-game modeling tools? Yes. We want more generation of stuff like that. Once again, take a look at Freaks' YouTube channel. Way in the past, there's a procedural generation of terrain and all sorts back there. Margo says, what's the last restaurant you ate at? Did you enjoy it? Oh, gee. I honestly don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know. Any plans to revamp the settings menu? Yes. Gunn says, I found that when converted into an avatar, my character's hand bones get a little messed up and moved around. I want to fix them to match their original position. Is there a tutorial to fine-tune hands? There is not one available. If that's a bug, you think it's more than just, weirdities, make sure it's locked. Big question. Jack, I'm so sorry. I don't know if you wanted your week to be about the differences between formal and informal German, but that's your week now. Apologies for that, Jack, but thank you so much for looking at it. So Jack asked a question. I'll explain it in a moment. They're saying, regarding the German locale and our plans to split it into two files, DE JSON and DEX formal JSON, how should we proceed? Currently, my pending PR contains the additions to the previous single German file. For simplicity's sake, should I keep that PR open until it's merged, or should I start throwing the changes working into the two locale files? Let's get a good quality translated DE JSON, and then we can look into the formal informal later. We'll have to make some changes in the code to handle the formal informal thing. But let's make sure we have a good DE JSON to start with. For those who are confused, German has two different ways of sort of saying lots of things, a formal way and an informal way. And the German community, of which Jack is a member, thinks that both should be supported, so we're trying to do that. These concepts exist in English. Majority of us listening here, English is a language that we speak, but we don't make distinctions that are as hard as German, right? German's structure changes when you're speaking informal, whereas in English, we just use different words. So instead of saying hi, it's good morning or dear sir or madam. Yours sincerely, yours faithfully. I can never remember the rules from that one. I just sign thanks now. In fact, all of my emails just have thanks about 40 times in it. It's a British thing though. Margo is requesting for migrated folders to go anywhere other than the root. Not supported right now. No plans to support it. Sorry. Smatty says, are there any features you're aiming to implement, or at least considering Resonate, that you are hesitant to tackle? We never want to break community content. Sometimes we need to. A good example would be the linear color thing. You'll notice that a notice appears in the world saying we made some updates to your world. If it looks terrible, here's some stuff to do about it, etc. What was the Twitter video? Prime mentioned. Oh, Wishstream has a good Twitter video. They can link it if they would like to. Margo says, what is Source? Source is a open source rendering engine by a team called Void Anchor that Resonite is planning to use later once it's ready. Mentalish asks for an accompany thread. Yeah, there's a little thing there. Modern asks, what's the internal mesh format for that Resonite uses? So we take all meshes that go for... They go through an open source library called ASIMP. I know it's it's an unfortunate name, but it goes through ASIMP and gets converted into our internal format Mesh X, which is JSON with legs. That sounds horrible. Aaron says butterflies are insects. Great, thank you for clarifying that. I did fail the classification module of college level biology. I couldn't get my head. It's Latin, Any plans to make UIX creations easier or to simplify it? We want to make that better. I'd love for more UIX stuff to be in the create new menu. Jack's saying good things about the formal thing. Yeah, I think it's good to just not block the benefit that we get from having a translation of any kind on the whole formal versus informal thing. So good on that. Resonance Cascade says, I remember desktop having weird behavior where your hand points to cursor gets put on your hand sometimes, hand rotates to your head, and then cursor resets, resulting in constant hand twitching. Any plans to improve that? You'll probably have to log a bug on that one. Sometimes it's just cool. Grey Foxism says, will English traditional British be different than English simplified American? We actually do have an ENGB locale file. It's mostly a joke because there's only like three doodads in it. But like, not three doodads. I don't know how many. There's only a few doodads in it. A good example being color. Zegra says, perhaps we should enable slow mode in this chat to help prevent regular comments. Just keep it going. I don't mind. We're almost at the bottom. Any improvements coming soon for the Gamma to linear Okay, I've got to take the hydration reminder there. Are there any improvements coming soon for the Gamma to linear conversion process? If there are issues that you're having, you'll have to log them in the on the bug reporter. We are aware of some, and Geens is working on those, but there are probably more that we're not aware of. On Git's hydration reminder, there's a couple of people that have reacted with the gun emoji. Interesting story about the gun emoji. I don't want to get political here for a moment, but you'll notice how it wasn't always a squirt gun, but now it is almost everywhere. You can think about that how you'd wish. I don't have an opinion either way. I'm just saying it's very interesting. It used to be an actual gun. Now pretty much everywhere it's a squirt gun. Wishstream says, are there plans to have drag and drop interface for the inventory? I'm not sure drag and drop will be how it's done. Maybe, probably. I don't personally like drag and drop. Of course, my opinion isn't the be all and end all. It's a team decision, etc. I hope we have something that is drag and drop or isn't drag and drop. I hope we have both. If we have drag and drop, I hope we have a way that do it that isn't drag and drop. I don't like drag and drop at all. It's an accessibility nightmare. Modern, are there plans for the animation system to be reworked? Finished would be a better word. blend trees would be great. Is the first Resonite Twitch stream going to be on release day? I don't know. Wraith and Nexalin would know that for certain. Thoughts on, I don't, like, the only mention, the only one I look for is Q and the checkmark. All the other reactions are just, other than the gun, are just weird. Is there a system in place for cross-world variables? I want a train that travels between sessions. You can do that. It's just very difficult to do it. There is cross-world variables, but they wouldn't, like, help you with a train. They wouldn't help you with a train. There are ways to sort of do something like that, though. Was it... I don't know exactly who did it, but people who are either in New Project Final Final or adjacent to New Project Final Final, they made a spaceship in an MMC world, not an MMC world, a Creator Jam world, that could be very good for transiting between sessions. As for cross-world variables, you're looking for cloud variables. Zizzle, I gather deep compilation of Resonite files is not against the EULA when it comes to bug reporting. Would you like to give suggestions as to code issues if we think we see the source of the problem? No. Unfortunately, decompilation leads a lot of artifacts that don't make any sense. As a good example here, we have code generation that runs on a lot of our stuff that makes it really, really ugly, but really performant. And so your decompilation is probably going to give you a headache if you start doing that. I also don't want that to become a thing because we start getting bug reports where it's like, guys, you're using ifs. You should be using switch statements. If anyone's a programmer, they know that argument. Not having it. Please just report the bug as though you hadn't decompiled it. Decompilation is more for just mod makers, plugin makers, etc. From scap, crap, bap, bap, bap. Beep, boop, beep. Protoflux... Protoflux packing was changed. Okay, give me like 10 seconds. I'm going to just mute and giggle for 10 seconds. From Scrap Savage, it was missed last time. Will you be able to ping the API for a list of components or flux nodes in the directories of building search objects? No. Although maybe in the future. Malactus, that sounds like a sort of DC Comics villain. Is there a timeline for when we can start submitting public bug reports? We'll let you know the moment we can. No timeline right now. It should be very soon. I don't have a date. Burn to the Ground says, it's a bit of a nebulous question, but are there any changes to increasing threading? Yes. Anywhere that is not multi-threaded that has an opportunity to become multi-threaded, we want to multi-thread it, of course. I think there's IK, maybe. I don't remember. I'd have to speak to Fruits again. Dogbold is asking about Tailroot. Tailroot is not available. That sounds like a waste. This virus is not available. Tailroot is rectified in Resonite. Abysmal asks about tab to switch bin input fields. That is earlier on in the doobly-doo. Earlier on in the doobly-doo. Last question I can see right now is, have I seen Office at Office Cat Prime? Yes, I did see Office Cat Prime. Gun asks, is monopacking protofuck still a thing and is it still a bad idea? Never, never, ever, ever monopack protofucks. If you do, you fundamentally misunderstand how protofucks works. Protofucks takes the nodes that you create and already does like the equivalent of monopacking for you. It builds like a whole, I get the wrong words because again, I haven't dived into the abyss, which is the magic that Fruks did when he made protoflux, but just don't do it. Promise me guys, you won't do it. Just like don't, it's just, the performance improvements were already minuscule previously. Now they're like beyond minuscule. Don't do it. I talked about Tailroot. It's, we're looking into ways to handle if worse things come out. Where's the protoflux cheese module? You can look in constants. I have a meme node in constants there that was added. It doesn't actually work, though. I need to fix it. Wishstream says, last one from them. Is there a way to start a session from a world via protoflux? There is. I don't want to say that because it is quite complicated. It's amazing, but it is quite complicated. So unpack the teleporter that is in the tutorial world and you'll see how that's done. All right, so I still see people typing. I'm going to say that we're going to cut questions off in like 2 minutes. So keep typing for additional 2 minutes and I'll get back to you. All right, we've got a question from Shadow River. Is there a plan to support VRM avatar import? I don't know on that one. We'd have to go ahead and take a look at the roadmap once it's available. Fur asks, is there a list somewhere of all the favoritable objects in Resonite? No, but I can get you one right now. And I'll be doing, like, one of the tutorial priorities I have is the favoritable objects. Dogbold asks for... Actually, hold on. Margaret says, do you have any plans for after this office hours? I'm going to finish my drinks, stand up, check my mail, and then probably jump on fixing some bugs and issues for launch. I might take a little break before that, though, but, like, it's difficult for me to take breaks right now. All right, so I'm getting that list for fur. Dogball says component search in the add context menu, please. Yes, at some point. Cinetopia says any plan to support GIFs? Not sure. GIFs are like a dying format. I'm not sure if you're aware, but like most GIFs that you use in Discord, etc., are actually WebPs usually. Gun says texture UVs can be offset on the XY, but can they be rotated? I'd like them to be rotated too. Not currently. That'll be a graphical thing to ask in Eanes' office hours about that one. Nami asks a question I can't answer. All right, let me get me get your furs thingy. Makes it sound weird. Fur, I'm getting you a thingy. I hope you enjoy the thingy. Here you go, fur. Here's a thingy. Megatronic. Yeah, sorry, I was just double checking. I missed anyone. Megatronic says, is there a method for creating custom protoflux nodes that can encapsulate larger code into a shareable form? Not yet. Margo says, is text display interface for pasted text? It is. Shadow River, you're the last person to allow to answer questions, and no more questions. I wanted to type hammer, but I typed hamburger instead. Okay. That isn't even a question. Okay, yeah, we're done. We're done. We're not going for 2 hours again. That is it for today. We'll go ahead and we'll be launching again into a third session, which should cover the whole planet. It'll be tomorrow. Check the post in office hours general questions for timing on that one. The permanent schedule for office hours is TBD, but once it is established, there'll actually be an event created in this Discord as well. Discord has an event system that should help out, as will the schedule for other office hours. I mentioned them yesterday, but moderation will have one. Gaines wants to do graphics office hours, although maybe infrequently. Every 2 weeks, once a month, maybe. Chroma wants to do a design one at some point. That might be every month. I would love to see one with Fruks somehow. That might be a little bit crazy, so I'd have to see how we can do that one. I want to see maybe a mentor one would be good as well. The mentees could come and take some questions. Maybe the content team as well. I would love like a content team one where they can talk about how they made the cloud home, etc. That'd be great. If you've got any other ideas, do let us know. And I'll get back to you soon. We'll be live again tomorrow. Speak to you guys soon.